राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, एम आई ऑडिबल बिहाइंड? या सो आफ्टर द दिवाली वेकेशंस एंड एवरीबडी इज अ लिटिल रिलैक्स्ड, दिस इज अ रिलैक्स्ड पार्ट ऑफ द ईयर, राइट? यस, फॉर स्टूडेंट्स एंड एवरीवन। सो ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस beautiful Chetna festival, and it was a nice activity that Swamini has started off with to somewhere represent this topic of turning negative into positive. Actually, this topic of positive ideas, positive thinking is very, very prevalent everywhere. Have you heard about this before also? Yeah, you hear it from, even if you're working in any corporate or you're a student, anywhere we talk of positive thinking, right? Everywhere. Why? Because everywhere people are realizing that the more someone is positive, the more they are able to achieve. But when someone is down and, you know, depressed, then we can't achieve much. Even when you have to hear stories, if I tell you there was a girl, she would keep sitting in one corner whole day and keep crying, you would be like, aur koi story mila nahi kya? Right? It's nothing enlivening to hear something like that. But as we go through our presentation, we'll hear such beautiful, not imaginary stories, but real life incidents where we see people getting up from the worst of situations, the worst turns of life, and moving on positively. And even when we remember them, we try to recollect these stories, it's so enlivening, right? It's so enlivening at any point of time. It can be history, it can be present day, whatever. But when we hear this, that someone just, you know, got up from the, you know, the depths of sorrow and just up and around, it's so enlivening, actually. So this realization that things work much better when everyone is positive. Like if I came here and I just sat and kept looking at you all and you all kept looking at me, do you think anything would have happened further? You'd be like, where did we come? But the minute you entered into the temple, there is joy, there is singing, right? There's so much of joy, there's so much of positive energy, right? So that is why this topic is actually relevant. So before we start off, few things. One is that it's going to be interactive. It's not going to be one-sided. So there will be questions asked, no marks given, no judgments taken, but please interact. So it'll be nice because then we can all move on with the topic together. Yeah. So we start off with a small activity. I want you to see this picture. Raise your hands and tell me what you see. A rose. Anything else? Thorns. Leaves. Anybody saw the thorns first and the rose later? You all saw the thorns. Rose first. Okay, next. What is this picture? Y'all can probably shift this side so you can see the screen. I know it's dark. Sunrise. Anything else? Black clouds. Okay, I go to the next picture. Sorry? Glass I can hear. Half glass of water. Can you complete it further? Sorry? half filled glass of water. Any other way you can describe it? Half empty glass of water, right? So I'm happy that this was just to check if which wavelength you all are, but seems like all of you are quite positive, because all the three pictures could have been described in a different way also, right? When you go to pick a beautiful rose, you said all of you could just see the rose, then you all saw the thorns. Ki, achha, by the way, there are thorns also, right? But someone would desist touching the rose, ki, there are thorns, right? The other thing was this dark, cloudy sky. Very dark, very gloomy. Actually, the picture is not so well appreciated here, but it's very dark, gloomy. So one could just be like, "Arey, what a dull, dark, gloomy day." But you just have to see the glimmer of the sunlight, right? There's a little spark of sunlight in the gloomiest possible day, right? And in this glass, as you all know, it all depends on how we see. Whether it is half full or it is half empty, right? So actually, so many situations in life depends on our perspective. Like night now, I can see this temple hall and I can see, arey, this half-filled temple hall. And half is empty. Or I could say, wow, there are so many girls who have come today. Yeah. So the situation is the same, but it can be perceived by us in different ways, right? So the perspective actually depends on us. So just to start off, as I was telling you, there are so many stories that we will relate and go through. This is the Brooklyn Bridge. Anybody knows the story of this bridge? How this bridge was constructed? Anyone? Okay, this is a bridge which is in the USA, which is joining New York and Long Island. You can see it's a huge bridge. It's quite beautiful also, and it's over the waters. So this bridge has a very interesting story. For many years there was no bridge. It's long back. So there was one person, an engineer, who thought that we should build a bridge across this, these two places. So when he started off with his ideas, people were not very happy. They said, "Nahi hoga. I don't think it's possible." So he, with the help of his son's name was Washington, they both came up with very innovative ideas that we can build a bridge. And son was also an engineer. So they started and they got the permissions, they got the thing, and the work started. In a very nice way, they started the bridge from one end to the other end. Now, in between this, as the bridge work was going on, one day there happened to be an accident. It's a construction site. So people, you see in the construction sites, now we see this metro and so many, there are so many things happening. So sometimes there are accidents. So same way, there was this accident. And this accident was so severe that this person, who was the first person to initiate, actually died in that accident. And his son, Washington, survived, but with a very, very severe damage to his body and his brain. So he was practically bedridden. Can't move his limbs. Can't speak. He was in the hospital for such a long time. So automatically everybody thought, what? Bridge to aadha hi reh jayega. Because pehle se nobody was convinced that this bridge will be built. It was only this father and son who knew the idea and who were convinced that this bridge can be built. And now the father has died and the son is absolutely like a vegetable. There's nothing he can do. He can't get up. So like that, a long time passed. And one day when this Washington, the son, he was lying on his bed and he was looking out of the window, he got an idea. He realized that he could communicate to his wife. How? By the tapping of his fingers. Can you imagine? So he could tell her many things just by the tapping of his fingers. He could communicate some things and she could try to interpret if I'm hungry, you know, something like that, or I'm... So he thought, why not I do the same thing of conveying through her how to build the bridge. It's something, it seems so, you know, otherworldly. How is it possible? Bridge banana kuch drawing nahi hai ki, you know, it's going to be a bridge. So he thought of this. And can you imagine for her wife what a difficult situation this is? That a husband who was an, you know, well qualified person, an active person involved in such a major project, and now he was bedridden. So can you imagine the amount of, you know, frustration, the amount of sadness that she must be having? But can you imagine this lady, her name was Emily. She cooperated with her husband. She was like, fine, done. So for 13 years, Washington would convey through the tapping of his fingers about how the bridge should be built. All his ideas, all the plans was conveyed by the tapping of his fingers, and she would understand that message and she would convey to the engineers, and they built this bridge. And this bridge is there. If any of you go to New York, Long Island, you can see this bridge. That's a Brooklyn Bridge. Isn't that amazing? Yeah? That how one can turn, what is the height of turning a negative situation? Can you imagine the couple could have just kept crying in the room, kaisa kya hua? Hamare saath hi kaise ho gaya ye? Huh? Humne kiska kya bigada tha? Right? These are the questions which come when something happens to us. You know, why me? Why does God do this to me only? Now what can be done? I am there in the corner. What will we do? But the same situation did not change. But what changed was the perspective, their response to how it could be done. So, and this is an emblem of that positivity, of turning a completely gloomy situation. And what was that glimmer of that sunlight? Just that he could at least tap and he could remember that this is how it is to be built. And he conveyed this. Yeah. So this is one of the wonderful examples out of many of how these are not imaginary people. These are not people in some ancient times. These are people around us who have actually been able to convert, transform a very negative situation where they could go into depression if they wanted to, but they chose to take a very positive outlook, right? So what was there? That was their choice, right? The choice of how I take it. The choice of what should be my perception. The choice is ours. All of us have that choice. Can anyone take away that choice from you? At this point, if you choose, you can be very sad. Pata nahi kahan aa gayi, why I came here, I should have doing something else. Or you can choose to be happy. Wow. You know, let me learn something. Let me do something. Let me change my perspective. So the choice is in our hands. Right? So this is a choice that this couple had. And this is a choice that all of us have at every position, at every situation in life. Yeah? So as we move on, actually, this is something called as positive mental attitude, PMA. If some of you are working and some corporations, they talk of this PMA, positive mental attitude. So, you know, they talk of soft skills. This is how you should look. This is how you should smile. This is all soft skills which are taught. Any training program, you go anywhere, they talk all these soft skills where you can present yourself as very positive. If you are in the marketing, this is how you have to shake your hands. This is how you have to look. This is how you have to sit. So this is all taught. These are all manners and etc., etc. But you've heard of Stephen Covey? He's a very, very famous, you know, motivational guru sort of. So he has said, and it is true, that if anything is done externally, that externally I smile, externally I may do this, I may do that, I may show that I'm very positive, but unless there is internal positivity, it is not going to last for long. It's not going to last for long. I may sit like this, I may do like this, I may show like this, but it has to be with internal positivity. Okay? So today, the positivity that we are talking of is not just externally that I'll tell you that you walk like this with your head up and your stride should be like this and your, you know, when you shake hands, you should look like this. No. All those are there. But we are going to look into something much deeper than that. So whenever we want to go anywhere, we need to have the right directions. Yes? Okay. So you need something called as a map. So I want to send you somewhere. So you all are all here in Grant Road now. And I don't know how many of you have heard, but there is a Holy Family School. There is one Holy Family School in Andheri East. And there is one Holy Family School in Chembur. So I tell you that from Grant Road, you have to go to the Holy Family School in Andheri East. And I say, I will give you the map. So you just have to follow the map. But I give you the map to go to Chembur. Okay? You are in Grant Road. You have to go to Holy Family School. Do hai. Ek Andheri mein hai, Chembur mein hai. But I have aapko map Chembur jane ka deti hun. And I want you to go to Andheri. Will you reach? You may be very positive. You may have the positive talk, positive walk. But what is gone wrong? Map hi galat hai. So direction kaise pahunchenge? Aap Chembur pahunchoge, Andheri to nahi pahunchoge. Right? So same way, in our life, we have to have our map in place. We may talk nice, look nice, be nice, positively. We get awards also of being positive people. But if our map is not having internal development, we will never reach there. It may be there for some time, but after some time it goes down. Yeah? Because our mind is very dynamic. Our mind gets so many thoughts. What is the number of thoughts that a mind thinks per minute? Any idea? Any guesses? Shoot. Loudly, Vaidhi. 50 or 100 per minute. Any other ideas? Mind is constantly. Anything else? Any other ideas? Vaidhi is quite close. So it is around 70,000 thoughts. Not in a minute. In a day. So it comes close to that much in a minute. Yeah. So around 2,000, 3,000 thoughts in an hour. So this is like, again, very, nobody knows. This is an estimated figure. Estimated figure ki pure din mein some 70, 80,000 thoughts. Now also we are sitting, so many thoughts go on, right? So that's how dynamic that mind is. Mind is compared to what? Monkey. Bandar. Man ki. Jo man ki karta hai, wo? Monkey. Right? So that is the mind. It's very dynamic. So there are many thoughts. So all of you are very intelligent girls. Can you just tell me what are the different types of thoughts? Can we categorize the type of thoughts? Academic thoughts. Any other thoughts? Relationship thoughts, career thoughts, what other thoughts? Others don't get thoughts? Financial thoughts, or kuch thoughts? Random thoughts, yes. What other thoughts? Don't tell me a lot of thoughtless. Spiritual thoughts. Okay. Since we don't have much time, so we will go on to the types of thoughts. There are many types, but we are just talking of these four types. Okay. One is necessary thoughts. Bhook lagta hai na? Feel ki khana khana hai. Nahana hai. School jana hai. College jana hai. Yeah. I have to get things done. So there are necessary thoughts. waste thoughts, negative thoughts and positive thoughts. Okay? So for the ease of classification we are going through. So necessary thoughts are our daily chores. I have to get this done. I have to brush my teeth. I have to take a bath. These are all our necessary chores. And our profession, our career, all those thoughts that are there, these are necessary, which have to be done anyways, right? Other than that, does this happen? Kahi to khoye khoye. Yes? This is worry worry thoughts called waste thoughts. So first was what thoughts? Necessary thoughts. Second is waste thoughts. Waste thoughts, may actually if you classify, there are only two things happening. You know what? Either you are worrying of the future or you are brooding of the past. Jo beet gaya, uske upar ya to ro rahe hai, ya fir aage aane wale pe chinta kar rahe hai. These are just two things we are doing. That is worry and waste thoughts. So jo beet gaya hai, what is already past, aap baith ke chinta karo to kuch hoga? Kuch hoga? Why did I do like this? Why this, that day I did not go like that and why did I go like this? So worrying of the past, brooding about the past and worrying about the future. So these are only two things and actually they are useless thoughts. And it's actually said that worry may actually bury you. It's that pulls you down. Because whole day, if you just keep sitting like that and worrying, you can worry about anything. That why the rainy season is so short. Why the sun is so hot. Right? Anything you can worry. Anything under the sun. Right? But actually they have classified that 65% of the things, jo hum chinta karte hai na, worry karte, waste thoughts, 65% of it doesn't happen only. 22% is all past, jo beet gaya hai, it's already over. 10% is about someone or some situation that you just can't change. Why is my mother like that? Kuch kar sakte hai? Why is my professor like that? Can you do something about it? Nothing. And only 3% of these thoughts are actually real. So imagine, we are just for those 3%, if you can keep sitting and wasting your thoughts. So that is why they are called as wasteful thoughts. Yeah. And it's like a quicksand. Once you get into this of just worrying, 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 then it's like a quicksand. You know what is a quicksand? Have any of you ever been in a quicksand? Probably would not be here if you were in a quicksand. But quicksand, daldal bolte hai. Once you get into it, you put one foot, then you can't pull it out. If you put another limb to get out, then even that goes into it. Right? So that is how this wasteful thoughts is. It's like a vicious cycle. Once you get into it, it leads to another, to another, to another. So this is one type of thoughts. So what are the two things we saw heard? Necessary thoughts and wasteful thoughts. Sounds familiar? Looks familiar? Irritated and we want to pull our hair. It's negative thoughts. Negative thoughts, according to the Bhagavad Gita, comes from the six anarthas. Anger, lust, greed, pride, envy, ego. These are the things which actually causes negative thoughts. Where we are either going to harm ourselves or we are going to harm others around us. Right? So these are the negative thoughts. And these negative thoughts, if we continuously harbor, then it's going to affect our health. Affect us in every way. And this negativity can be from outside, it can be from inside. It can be outside externally where everybody is talking negative, you tend to become negative. Or internally only you start feeling negative. That nahi hoga. Nahi kar sakte. Yeah? So, one thing we should understand is that even if you are amongst all negative people, actually the negativity cannot affect you unless you allow it to affect you. Just like you see the ship on the left, it's a huge ship. The ship is in the water. It's standing in the water. But can the water enter the ship unless there is a hole in the ship? It cannot. Right? It's standing in the water, but the water can enter inside only if the hole inside, hole is there which will allow it. Same way, we may be in a sea of negativity, we may be in a sea of people who are like absolutely against, but still, we may not get affected by it if we don't allow it to affect us. Yeah? And second thing is how we look at it. Like, there is this very nice story of a very famous shoe company. They wanted to start their sales in Africa. Okay? So they wanted to start their sales in Africa. So they sent one salesperson, and told him, you just go and see what is the potential for our shoes there. So this person went to the, you know, deepest regions of Africa and he saw that people don't wear shoes only there. You know, they are just moving around barefoot. They don't wear shoes. So he saw everywhere, you know, nobody wears shoes. You know, so what will our company do here? You know, what is the point in getting our company, you know, working here? So he sent a message to his boss that nobody wears shoes here. So there is no use. You know, it's no use of getting the company here. So they say, okay, you come back. So they sent another person. And he went and he saw, what did he see? Nobody is wearing shoes there. So he sent a very excited email to his boss. He said, there's nobody having shoes here. So we are desperately needed here. You know, so this is the best market for shoes because here nobody has shoes. So situation was changed, right? But one person said, kya hai, kuch nahi hone wala hai idhar. But the other person said, are, there is a lot of market for shoes because nobody is having shoes here. So it's the same situation, but the disposition of the person is completely different, right? So as we said, negative thinking, when we keep continuously thinking negative, then it just leads to frustration, depression, irritability, and negativity to people around us. Yeah? But what about the last type of thoughts? Which one we missed? Positive. You can see her. In fact, she does not look so happy as all of you here. You know, I should probably put your photograph over here. But positive thoughts. What are the positive thoughts? Name some positive thoughts. Feel happy, feel kind, feel joyful, right? You feel like helping. One someday you just feel like, let me help everybody. You know, ghar pe morning se even mother feels surprised. Yes, suddenly kya ho gaya? Huh? You feel like helping everyone around, doing something nice, speaking nicely to everyone, being very kind, very humble. So these are all positive thoughts, right? So, gradually as this positivity builds on, automatically it's found that it reduces the amount of stress. These are studies which have been found that the more a person is very positive, the health of that person also improves, the life span of that person also improves. Huh? In fact, medically, we have seen that there are so many diseases that come, there's no reason why. But they usually happen because a person is in stress. No? Continuously negativity, and they end up with something called as the psychosomatic disorders, which has to do with the psyche. Yeah? So today, since we have just some more time, and we spoke about how we have to move from negative to positive, today we will just touch about few things which will help all of us. This is not something which I and you have formulated. This is explained in the scriptures and explained by our saints and acharyas in the past of how we can all be positive. Yeah? And every situation move from negative to positive. We can't change the situation, but what we can change is our response to that situation. So response, choice, we have. Right? We have it in our hands. That is Swatantra. The independent choice all of us have. Each of us have it in our hands of how we see a situation. Okay? So there are many principles of which I've tried to just cover around 8 or 9. Which if we keep in mind and remind ourselves again and again, in every situation, it will help us see it positively. Okay? So, just be with me through this session. We'll again revise it later. And later also, whenever any situation comes in life, we see it through this angle. Okay? So, the first thing is that this is based on the sword of knowledge. So, when we take to spiritual life, we are trying to understand anything in the real sense. We are not escapists. Kare baat mat karo. You know, some people, if you say, what about death, what about this, they say, don't talk. No, abhi kyun baat karna hai? We don't want to hear it. Right? Have you all seen an ostrich? Yeah? What is special about ostrich? Anything special that you all have heard about an ostrich? It runs very fast, yes? Yes. The ostrich has a very special quality. That is, if there is a predator coming to attack the ostrich, what the ostrich does? It puts his head into the ground. And once the head is inside, he can't see the predator. So what it thinks? Kuch nahi ho raha hai. I can't see the predator. So it's okay. But is that true? And do we have to keep the ostrich mentality? Ki nahi, kuch nahi sunna hai, kuch nahi karna hai, nahi, nahi, I don't know anything. That is not a solution. Is that a solution? And there are some people, I see, there are so many students, whole year padhai nahi kiya hai. And when exam time comes, it's too scary to face that situation. Ki abhi exams hai, kya kare, chalo so jao. I don't know if you all have encountered, but we would encounter so many like that, you know. Just go off to sleep, at least for that much time you can forget the calamity that is going to come, ki exam hai. Huh? But that is not the solution. Is that the solution? That is ostrich mentality. So, when we take to spiritual life, we are not escapists. Ki bhag jao. Jahan challenge hai, just run away from there. No. Negative situations come, I don't want to see the negative situation. It will come. Whether you like to see or don't like to see. Right? But when we are armed with a sword of knowledge, then we face it. We face it with the right perspective. Right? With the right thought process. Yes? So the first principle is, give up unreasonable expectations. What is the first principle? Give up unreasonable expectations. This is something which we all should understand. And usually, because I am a dermatologist, so I come across this very often, and especially with women. So I definitely would like to share this, that recently, some days back, a lady in her 70s, she came to me, and she had an allergy to the hair dye that she was using. So obviously, as a doctor, I told her, your hair dye doesn't suit you. So, for some time, you should not use a hair dye. And she was aghast. She was like, doctor, without a hair dye? How can I even live without a hair dye? And itni bhi to budi nahi hui hu na main. She's 70, huh? No comments about budi hai, nahi hai, but I'm just telling you. She just said, it's just not possible. Am I so old that I should have so much grey hair? How can I go amongst my friends? Definitely her friends may not be your age group. She said, how can I go amongst them? The very fact for her to accept that this is what happens. Unless we accept realistically that this is how things change. And it will change, whether we like it or we don't like it. That is being realistic. They say, itna. There was one lady who came to me with her previous photographs. She's around 70. And she was showing me all her young photographs. And she's like, aapke paas kuch to treatment hoga. Itna science progress ho gaya hai. She was, you know, she just blasted me actually that how much science has progressed. And aapke paas kuch bhi nahi bol rahe. That you can't get me back to what I am, I was. And why am I like this? So, let's understand that our expectations need to be realistic. We need to understand that things will change. I don't know how many of you know this lady, but I'm sure those who have seen earlier movies would definitely recognize her. She was one of the very famous stars in the previous years in our Bollywood industry. And even the haircut was named after her. That's how, you know, good looking. I can see how good looking she was. And that's her. The next picture is also her. Same person. And this is not restricted only to her. The realistic part is that all of us have to go through this. Right? If we don't accept this reality, then we are going to be frustrated. We are going to be depressed. We will feel so negative. Abhi kya hoga? Right? So, this is one aspect that we should understand, that changes are inevitable. It will happen. Yeah? So, that is where the knowledge of the soul comes. That this body is going to change. So many people say, main kitni gori thi. I was so fair. And now, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. And now what has happened? Do something. So, these are very common. And unless we understand that we are not this body, we are the soul. Bhagavad Gita, essential teaching, first teaching. So, all these changes of the body is going to happen. It's a part of it. It's a normal thing. Let's accept it. Birth, death, old age, disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi is going to happen. So, our expectation has to be realistic. Yeah? The other illusion that most of the times now, most of us have, is that everything is at the edge tip of our fingertips. Right? We can just press any button and things can happen. So especially the younger generation, everything is so fast that people lose patience. Anything you tell them, wait for some time, say no, impossible. Because they're so used to getting everything at the press of a button. But does everything happen the way I want, the way when I want? Does it happen like that? Like now I say, oh, the sun should rise. Will it happen? Everything happens according to it, what will happen? We are under an illusion that I think that everything should work the way I want. Either my way or the highway. So same thing we'll take to relationships also, right? Whether it's our spouse, whether it's our friends, you listen to the way I say, because everything works the way I want. I press my mobile, I press this counter, that counter, everything works. So, everyone should work according to my expectations. Will that happen? Is that realistic? No. Everyone should just listen to me. Is that possible? No. Everything should move around me? No. It's not possible. So, expectations should be what? Realistic expectations. And we have to understand that there is a much higher power. Only by our desire nothing happens. There is a higher power which works beyond our desires. Just like all of us have been babies in our mother's womb and we have grown up. When we were in our mother's womb, were we sitting and sculpting our body? Fixed our eyes, fixed our ears, fixed our nose, aisa hona chahiye. Did we do, any of us did that? No. Someone was designing it, right? And everything has happened. Even now, do we every day give chavi to our hearts? Beat at 72 per minute. Do we do that? I don't do it. Do any of you do it? No, but it's beating, no? The lungs are moving. All your organs are working. Are we doing anything? No. So we have to understand that everything is not under our control. Right? So that is realistic to understand that. And to err is human. Sometimes mistakes happen. Because our senses are defective. So we do make mistakes. Right? But that doesn't mean that we have to go into depression for that. We have to understand how I can improve my mistake. Right? How can I correct it? So these are realistic things. Otherwise, if we don't understand this reality, this knowledge, then small little things, we will make it so big. Oh, why did she say like this to me? Why did she look like this at me? Why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? These are small little things. But we don't see it as realistically with this knowledge that I'm not the body, I'm the soul. And these are little things. So this knowledge, what is this knowledge? This knowledge which we are getting from the scriptures, which will help us understand that our expectation should be realistic. This knowledge is like the foundation. You have big, big skyscrapers. Mumbai has so many skyscrapers. You can see the skyscraper. But what is the skyscraper standing on? It's a foundation. And now so many times in this rainy season we heard this building collapsed. That building collapsed, so many people died. Every day there was headlines, right? Practically. Yeah? So what is the problem? Something wrong. Foundation. Something is going. So whenever you're building such a big skyscraper, if the foundation is not strong, that skyscraper can collapse anytime. So our lives also can be very big. We may achieve many things. But what is needed is a strong foundation. And that is what is required. When we are having these expectations, these plans, everything based on real knowledge, not on imagination. Imagination will not give you a good foundation. When our life is based on good values, integrity, honesty, then you build a huge skyscraper. It's going to stand. Otherwise, when the foundation is not good, any jo hawa ka jhoka and you are... You build a skyscraper of a pack of cards, will it stand? No. So our lives are like these huge skyscrapers, but they have to be built on a strong foundation. This foundation which is based on this real knowledge. So that is our first principle, okay? So it is explained that this quote, that what profiteth a person, it is given in the Bible, if they gain the whole world but lose the soul. We may know many things. We may do many things. But if we don't have this knowledge, then everything is on shaky grounds. Everything is on flimsy grounds. It will collapse. Yeah? So what was the first principle we said? What was the first principle? Have? So guys, hello. Have realistic expectations. Okay, I am a little hard of hearing, so you all have to be a little loud. Yeah. Second is, focus on real success. There is one very nice story. I like this story very much, so I'll share this story. I think, I'm sure all of you have heard this story. It's a fable called the Animal School. So once all the animals decided that we should have a school. We should have a school. And all of us, all animals will go to that school. All our children will go to that school because, you know, they need to develop. So, the syllabus will be common for everyone. Okay? And the syllabus will be running, climbing, flying and swimming. Theek hai? What is the syllabus? Running, flying, climbing and swimming. And all the animals send their babies to this school. So Mr. and Mrs. Duck also sent baby duckling to the school. Okay? Now, she was very good at swimming because she has, what does a duck have? Webbed feet. So, she was good at swimming. But what about running? Will she be able to run? But she would try. Because she's saying, you have to run, you have to run. So she would try with her webbed feet. Then she would get all these injuries. You know, and then her swimming also would go down. But she had to try because everybody says that you have to be good at all these things. All the four. But she's a duck's baby. So she could swim well, but she couldn't do the other things. So what about climbing? And what about flying? Huh? And then there was the rabbit. How will the rabbit swim? But he would still try. And then he would get all wet. But other things he was good at. And then there was the eagle. So imagine, the eagle is also trying to do this. Swimming, running, climbing, flying. So he was good at flying, definitely. And climbing also he wanted to do in his own way. But they said, no, 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 you should climb like this only. Is it possible for the eagle to do that? No. And then there was the, what else? Fish. Fish was good at swimming, but couldn't do anything else. So fish's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Fish, were very sad that their baby is not good at anything. You know, only swimming aata hai isko. Baki kuch aata hi nahi hai. We see in our parent forum, you know, parents are so disturbed. इसको सिर्फ स्पोर्ट्स ही अच्छा लगता है बाकी में सी सी डी डी नो दिस इज हाउ मिस्टर एंड मिसेस फिश वर ऑल्सो जस्ट नो स्विमिंग पूरा दिन स्विमिंग वो करेगा क्या रन एंड क्लाइंब एंड व्हेन दे वेंट टू द प्रिंसिपल प्रिंसिपल सेड नो स्विमिंग इसको बहुत अच्छा आता है सो स्टॉप हिज स्विमिंग क्लासेस लेट हिम स्टार्ट रनिंग हैज टू इंप्रूव ऑन दिस. So this is the way the world is right now. Success in the eyes of the world is not what that person is doing. Can you imagine how can a fish, a duck, an eagle, a rabbit be on the same page? Each one has its different ways. Each one is unique. But we can't make them all say that if you run well, you're successful. If you're able to do this well, you're successful. But the sad part is, that all around us, the world has made it in a such a way that if you are so and so, then you're successful. If you do not have this, then you're not successful. So it's explained here, let the fish swim. Let the rabbits run. Let the eagles fly. We don't want a school of average ducks. Because a duck is trying to do everything together. But it'll end up doing nothing great. Yeah? So the world has its own interpretation. Like for example, if you go to a marriage, immediately there will be people, so, aapki beti kya kar rahi hai? And if someone is doing a CA, you know, mother will say, CA mein hai, medicine kar rahi hai, engineering ke third year mein hai, yeah? Ya ye MNC mein hai, wow. And if says, nahi, wo to sirf, you know, 9th pass hoke ghar pe baithi hai. But that is what success is. Nobody will say that she is very good at something else. She can make marvelous dishes. She can make the best possible embroidery. Or she can sing amazingly well, like a cuckoo. Where is all that? Are we trying to rate success by what the world thinks? Then it is not real success. Yes? So that is the second point, that is focus on the real success. So, we are so much occupied with dealing with the problems in the external world, students with their studies, with their job, with their admissions, that we're so much busy doing this that the real success is actually when we deal with the problems internally. Yeah? And this knowledge is missing. Because we are only trying to do this as a duck. अभी रनिंग कम हो रहा है तो ये बढ़ाओ ये हो रहा है तो ये बढ़ाओ दो इट मे नॉट बी आर नेचर एंड थिंग्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड कीप चेंजिंग दैट इज समथिंग दैट वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड सो द अदर प्रिंसिपल इन द भगवद गीता इज real success is when we understand that we need to tolerate. This is a very important shloka in the Bhagavad Gita, which says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya, shitoshna sukha dukkhada. That Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna that just like the change in the seasons, same way happiness and distress will also keep changing. Nothing remains forever. Yeah? If just like summer does not remain forever, winter does not remain forever, same way happiness and distress also keep changing. If someone is distressed, doesn't mean that distress and misery will be forever. No. They are the two sides of the same coin. It will change. So what we need to do is just be tolerant. Titikshava. Just be tolerant. Tolerate it. It will pass. Huh? It will pass. But now people are so weak-hearted because they do not know what is real success. They just can't tolerate. A little here and there and say, "Arey, no point in living in life, let me commit suicide." Kya matlab hai? 10th ke exams mein kam mark mila, commit suicide. Is that how much our tolerance is? No. Bhagavad Gita says, things will happen, situations will happen. What we need to do is tolerate. Titikshava. Just tolerate. It will pass. Just like distress will pass, happiness will also pass. Happiness also doesn't remain forever. Yeah. So, the modern times, we are only ourselves and also teaching our children success. First rank hi aana hai. First rank kitne logon ko milega? So the modern times is only teaching us, just you have to be the success that we are envisioning you. I want you to be an engineer so and so. I want you to be this and that, the top CEO of something. Other than that, failure. There was one boy, he scored the first rank in IIT JEE, joint entrance. And after he scored it, he went and took BA English. Can you imagine what must be the condition in his home? His parents were so distraught. Arey, you got the first rank in IIT entrance and you want to do BA English? So he said, no, but that exam I gave for you. But my happiness is not there. I am happier doing this. So we need to understand that where do I fit in? Yes? We cannot all be like that duck. So this is the second point that we need to understand. That focus on the real success. If we focus on the real success, that is a real I, then in any situation, any given situation, we will be happy. Huh? We will not see it negatively, we'll see it positively. This, if many of you know, is His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He is a very, very senior sannyasi in ISKCON. And he is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. So this on the left side is his earlier photograph. And in 2009, he had a very severe stroke, a hemorrhage in the brain, through which it was hardly anybody can ever survive through it. But he survived. And you can see him now. His body has undergone so much difficulty, so many problems. He can hardly walk. His talking is affected. But if you see him as a person, he is as enthusiastic as ever. He's as enthusiastic as ever because his focus is not on this body. His focus is on something much higher. Yes? So what was the second point that we said? Focus on the real success. Okay? The third thing is avoid unhealthy comparison. Yeah? Avoid unhealthy comparison. Now, this does happen. We keep comparing, right? If I have not got, and all my friends have also not got, then it is okay. Right? If some exam mein pura class fail ho gaya, theek hai. But I have got less marks and my friend has got better than me. Then I consider my life to be a failure. failure, useless. Huh? What is the use? Right? Why is that? Because we are comparing. Right? And if we are miserable, then we want everybody else also to be miserable. Misery seeks company. Just like the example of Duryodhan in Mahabharata. Yes? Duryodhan did not have any problems with anybody else. But he didn't want Yudhishthir to be happy. Huh? Right? How can he be better than me? How can he have something which I don't have? Right? So this, when we constantly compare, it leads to inferiority complex. So should comparison be done? Or it should not be done? What do you say? Yes or no? Loudly. No. Or yes? Yes? Okay. So the comparison is to be done, but with whom? With ourselves. Not with her or her or her. Comparison is to be done with ourselves. That is progressive comparison. Compare that I am a better person than what I was yesterday. Then we'll progress. But if I compare with her and her, that now she is this, she came after me, and now she has got this. She was staying here and now they have got a Mercedes. The heart starts burning. You can smell the smoke. Right? Yes? So, progressive comparison is when we compare with ourselves. With people who are better than us, try to learn from them. Right? It will help us to learn from them. But at the same time, compare with ourselves to be better than what we were yesterday. So, the next point. So, what were the three points we discussed? What are the three principles? First was no unreasonable expectations. Second, focus on the real success. Third, avoid unhealthy comparisons. The fourth is stop the blame game. Most of our time just goes blaming others. Iske wajah se ye hua. Usne aise kiya, that's why I'm like this. That one did like this, that's why I'm here. The government is like this, that's why I'm like this. My college is like that, that's why I'm like that. My professor is useless, that's why I'm like this. My job, my boss is pathetic, that's why I'm unhappy. We keep blaming. And if you see, most of our time in our life is spent only on this blame game. Just constantly blaming, constantly blaming. And when we constantly keep blaming, our only aim is to find the next person to put the blame on. And we will never progress ourselves because we will never look within. We only keep looking. Achha, isne aise kiya, so like that. Why don't I look at what I can do? Why don't I introspect instead of blaming? Don't blame yourself, but introspect. Don't start blaming yourself also. Yeah? Blame is not either here or there, but try to see how I can develop further. Yes? So, just like there is the example of Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the West, if you read Srila Prabhupada, when he started ISKCON and he went to New York, the type of people that he had to deal with was the hippies, who didn't have any culture, only any cleanliness, no manners, nothing. They were on the streets. So, Prabhupada could have just blamed, useless people. They will never understand. But he didn't do that. He just saw the positive part in them and encouraged them. He didn't place the blame on these people. Nobody is helping me. Nobody is supporting me. I am not, they're not giving me anything. Nothing. He just saw how I can do the best. So, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but this is something called the circle of concern and the circle of influence. If you see, I couldn't get the other slide. There are so many things in our life in which we don't have any control. Why do I look like this? Why my height is only 5'2 and not 5'5? Why my hair is not straight and why it is curly? Why my complexion is like this and it's not like that? why my mother is like this and I am not like that, why I am born in a particular family like this, why my country has this government and why my principal is like, we don't have any control. That is a huge circle around where we don't have any control. But what we have control is on how I can respond. So instead of spending time blaming all those things which are in that circle, big circle around, let's work on the circle that is with me. How can I introspect? How can I be better? Yes? Then we will stop blaming everyone around. So this was the fourth thing. So first was not have unrealistic expectations. Second was focus on the real success. Third was avoid unhealthy comparison. Four, stop the blame game. Yes? And fifth, don't live just to impress the world. You know, when I was small, in the television we used to get this advertisement. Onida TV at that time. Said, what was it? Neighbors envy owner's pride. That means you own and others are envious. That means you are happy. Right? Because you are trying to show to the world that this is how I live. And when people see that, then they will feel envious and then you are happy. Because we are trying to impress. And presently it's much easier because the whole social media is just this. Right? You know, selfieitis is a disorder. Because we are trying to project something about ourselves and we want people to like. Yes? And how many likes? I feel very happy. But actually, this is just you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Yeah? It will never end up in actual happiness. Because we are just trying to impress the world and in that we may lead a very miserable life. I have to have this type of car even if I buy it on loan. Even if I have to work for so many years to pay the loan. But I have to. Because everyone, you know, at my level has to have this. Or I have to live in this particular area even though I am paying a rent from my nose and I am living on loan. Because I have to show to people. I have to have this iPhone. What is the recent one? Some iPhone X is coming. Yes? Because how can I not? Because I have to impress. Is this how we live our lives? So don't just live to impress the world. Yes? Because these are only victories that you may get in public. But the real victory is our own victory within. When we are able to overcome our temptations, when we are able to engage ourselves in developing our values, that is when is our personal victory. That is when we will be satisfied. Because life is a preparation and death is the examination. If you have to prepare for an examination, if you have not prepared your whole life, how will I going to go and appear for it? At the time of death, we are answerable, not to the world. The world is not going to come and say ki haan isne bahut sare pictures post kiye the bahut acche acche with different dresses and different places. Is that what is going to help you at that time? No. The quality of our life is going to help us at that time. How have I lived my life? Have I lived with integrity? Have I lived with the right qualities? Have I utilized my life rightly? That's what's going to be asked, and each of us has to face this examination. Whether we like it or we don't. No escape. That time none of our Facebook pictures, none of our WhatsApp videos, none of them are going to come. It's how I have lived every moment of my life. So this is a very, very important principle that don't just live to impress the world. We have to not just think of this public victory, but our own private victory of introspection and living a life which is pleasing to God. The sixth principle is be resolute and determined. When we take on the path of spiritual life, of deciding that I will be positive, then we should be resolute, fixed up. If we are fixed up in these principles, then nothing can move us. Otherwise, with every, wave, we will be shaken off. Because when we take up this path, it is like moving against the tide. When we are swimming against the tide, it takes a lot of force. Yes? So we have many, many examples of people who are resolute. This is a lady called, I don't know how many of you know her, but she is Sindhu Thai Sapkar. She is a lady who is called a mother of the orphans. She went through very, very difficult situations. Kicked out by her husband. She was on the streets, in the crematorium, with a small baby. We don't have the time to discuss. But she went through hardships after hardships, with no hope. But then she was resolute that she wanted to serve. And she took care of orphans. And now she's called as a mother of an orphan, of orphans, because she's taking care of so many of them. The whole negative situation in her life, she turned it into positive. The seventh is, be grateful to the gifts of God. What we have, let us be grateful. We all have a body where we are all sitting here, a human body, which is very, very precious. We can see, we can hear. Right? Every single sunset that we get, we are awake. We have to be so grateful. This is a very sweet little prayer. I found this. Dear God, today I woke up. I am healthy. I am alive. Thank you. In fact, when we get up in the morning every day, thank you. We have got this day. There are many who die in sleep. So this is not just every single thing, the air we breathe, the water we taste, every single thing, we have to be so grateful. The innumerable gifts of God. It is said that before we complain that I don't have shoes, you have to see people who do not have feet. Right? Say, I don't have this shoe, I don't have that shoe. See someone who doesn't have feet. Yes? So then we will be grateful for what the Lord has given us. So what were the points? Can we revise quickly? First was? Bhul gaye? Unreasonable expectation. Focus on real success. Avoid comparison. Fourth was? No blame game. Fifth was? Don't live for others. And we come to this quickly. We have to sublimate our desires. That is, convert our desires from material to spiritual. We may have many desires, but we have to change them from material gratification to spiritual. And the last point is, be the mind manager. Our mind that we were talking has so many thoughts, but we have to manage it. We cannot allow it to just keep running wildly. So what is the best way? Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Which is the best way that we can use to manage the mind is when we engage in the chanting of the holy name. Yes? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it's just this process of chanting the holy name is actually the easiest way to control the mind. And it's explained that so many studies that when one chants this Maha Mantra, Mantra means to liberate the mind, okay? It reduces the stress, depression and all other negativity. So when we are talking of moving from negative to positive, this is a very, very important aspect. And as you associate, so shall we be. If we are, whatever input we put in, that is how our desires will be. If we put negative input inside, our output is going to be negative. So, when we associate with people who are positive, we come to situations where there is a lot of positivity in the eternal real knowledge, then automatically there is, one develops these positive qualities. And I will not end without revising. So we have come to the end of the class. So let's revise. So what were the 9 principles that we spoke of? First was? give up unreasonable expectations. Second, focus on the real success. Third, avoid unhealthy comparison. Stop the lame game. Don't live just to impress the world. Be resolute and determined. Be grateful to the gifts of God. And sublimate your desires. And last but not the least, be the mind manager. And how can you manage the mind? By taking shelter of the holy name. So today is actually a very, very auspicious day because we are ending with the most auspicious month of Kartik. So let us engage and pray to the Lord to take us out of all these negativities that we may have, and so that we can progressively spend our life in these positive thoughts, positive services, and utilize our life in the most positive way by chanting the holy names. So thank you very, very much for your very kind attention. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We would like to thank Rukmini Mataji for giving a wonderful lecture on today's topic. We'll like to quickly thank her by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I would like to request all those girls who have come for the first time to please rise in their own places. Girls who have come for the first time. So, would like to welcome you for today's Chetna festival, so that you please keep coming every Chetna and also other programs in our temple. So, we'd like to pray to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji, Gaurnita and Gopal Ji for the same. So, we would like to also welcome all these girls by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.